Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however the hell, whenever the hell, wherever the hell, on whatever substance the hell you receive us. We appreciate the hell out of it, or substanceless, for those of you out there who don't take anything. I dug myself a pretty big fucking hole. My name is Patrick Vile. We're going to be here for the next couple hours.
I'll see you in hell. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. By the way, fuck Donald Trump. I mean, it's just so irritating. I just read that story about how he, you know, the Freedom Girls that performed in Pensacola, Florida, way back when.
Yes.
And he decided he's not going to fucking pay him. So now they got to sue Donald to get their money or whatever.
Right.
I just want to say that took place in Pensacola, and you know, that's where I'm from. That's my hometown. And yes, there are Trumpalos, but it's not all just a bunch of backwoods, redneck, hick motherfuckers.
Well, and they deserve to be paid.
Pay them!
Even if the motherfuckers are Trumpalos. I don't have my spreadsheet open yet. I have that story for later.
I didn't mean to jump right into
but
it.
But I don't know.
The details are infuriating.
Or if we come back to it.
It's so fucking lame.
I don't know the deets. Whatever it is, it's those creepy girls. Well, here, if you go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving, we don't need to look up the actual story, but I've got, here's the clip of the rally that they had. This was like back in January, wasn't it?
Pensacola,
and it was three little girls dressed in
it's so fucked up.
These like American flags turned into dresses, basically, and they were doing this creepy little choreography and dancing and lip syncing to the following. Here's just a little snippet of cowardice. Can we handle this? Apologies for freedom.
Why? Only if you're a sadomasochist would you ever start a song with the lyric cowardice. You hate yourself.
Who wrote it?
How are you going to rhyme with cowardice?
This drivel?
Cowardice.
So anyway, apparently these girls didn't get paid for their gig. And now...
Pay these idiots.
Interestingly enough, Donald, apparently they're getting ready to sue Donald Trump for not paying them.
Do you want to?
There you go, ladies.
Okay,
and gentlemen.
I read just a little bit. Here's what I know about it, and it's sickening. This guy, their manager of the Freedom Girls, said, listen, we'll do it for $2,500. And then the Trump campaign, if I read correctly, countered with, how about we just allow you to have a table where you can sell your albums at the event?
Oh, God, they're such a scam.
And then when they got there, no motherfucking table. Not even a table to sell their albums at.
So they fucked.
What an asshole.
They double fucked them.
They got double fucked. Not like the 13-year-old girl that Donald raped.
Please clap.
Yeah. So that's one of the stories going around. I think it's already on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Double fucked.
Join in the convo there. Lots of stuff going on. Currently, frankly, ladies and gentlemen and other listening, I'm irritated as fuck because I've spent basically the last 24 hours when we should be shitting on Donald Trump liberally.
Ooh, yummy.
And just flexing our ass cheeks and spraying forth in that direction as violently as possible.
Lay down the plastic!
I find myself wielding the lightsaber of reason against people I agree with basically 100% ideologically. These Bernie people are driving me nuts, and I'm a Bernie person.
Pardon me while I whip this out.
So I don't even know what to call them anymore because
I don't know.
Because they're not Bernie supporters. They support some golden calf image of Bernie that they have created to worship. They because he himself is saying, look, it's pretty clear I didn't win. Hillary Clinton is the obvious choice. It's just not even a thought. If you agree with the Bernie revolution, it's not even a sea hair moment of thought to consider Donald Trump. And then when they say, well, I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. Okay, that's great. And
where do you live?
Yeah, and we've got a tweet that's actually doing okay right now. Go to our Twitter at Crab Diving. We keep our eye on that. But I tweeted out, those in swing states must realize that a third-party vote, quote, on principle, can really be the one that puts Trump in office and kills our movement. That's what they're not putting together. This Trump is the guy who says, I want to change the libel laws because I don't like when people tell the truth about me.
I listened to Bernie's speech last night, and he is going, see, here's how I understand Bernie's movement. He took the DNC platform and he moved it left. Minimum wage, tuition, a bunch of good shit.
Right.
And I don't understand when I hear, I don't know what they are. They're not Bernie bros. Whoever the fuck these people are that's saying that they can't vote for Hillary because she's crooked or corrupt. So they'd rather have child raping Trump.
Well, but then they say they're going to vote principle and vote Jill Stein, which again, rock the fuck on. If you're in a red state or a blue, very blue state, okay, boo-boo, go ahead and vote your conscience. Vote for Jill Stein. I may do the same, to be honest with you, here in California, because that's where I agree with the most. Unless it starts looking like it's close in California, then I'm going to happily and easily and without a second thought cast my vote for Hillary Clinton, because I understand that the things Trump wants to do are 100% diametrically opposed to everything that the Bernie movement stands for.
It's diametrically opposed to most people's
TPP.
To most people's self fucking interests.
Right.
It's nuts.
Except for the TPP. But these guys are talking like, I got a tweet back from one guy or gal, I don't know, or other, who said, a sheep with Wi-Fi.
Let me check that dick before you pee.
So I don't know who this person was, but I got a tweet basically saying that Trump... You know, it's one of these, the DNC deserves to be punished.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Does that mean, so the DNC deserves to be punished. So now you're going to punish the country. You're going to punish people that are in debt up to their eyeballs student loans.
And the death, I mean, again, it's the death of the movement. And they're saying that. Another person responded, well, Hillary in office will be the death of the Bernie progressive movement. And I'm like, no. Look at the platform. Did we get, and I'm saying we, because I'm a Bernie guy. Did we get 100% of everything we wanted in the platform? No. I'd like to see a lot more. But we did get $15 an hour.
Yeah.
We did get free health care. I mean, aiming for
if you make
single payer.
If you make under $125,000 a year, your kid can go to public universities for fucking free.
They shredded the number of super delegates to one third of what it was before. Yeah. So it's going to be like just a couple hundred votes that will not decide it as much as it was, but still gives a little bit of a voting voice to longtime Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, these are people, former presidents, who is not going to be a delegate, but you might want to toss a vote to a former president. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. So,
but what about Trump's thing? Trump's thing where
the delegates,
what do you mean? Like,
but like, I don't think a former president, I could be wrong, but I don't know if a former president has ever been an actual delegate.
God, I don't fucking know.
But former governors, definitely, and senators and reps and stuff like that. So,
I mean,
but yeah.
But what about Trump's plan to let each state decide whether or not they want to drop the minimum wage lower? Oh, what sure. about that? That's a great one, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's just a no brainer now. And you know, the clarion bell I keep hearing is that she's corrupt. The system's corrupt. You don't care about voter fraud because obviously they committed voter fraud, which is not 100% accurate. I don't think there have been some shenanigans discovered, I think, in small places.
Yes.
Of miscounts and things like that. But there now, these emails, was there a bias against Bernie? Yeah, obviously. Was there actual things implemented against Bernie? Well, I don't know that. None of the stuff that they speculated about was done in these emails, but it does show an obvious bias. Wasserman Schultz should have been gone. We've said it a long time ago. And I don't understand how
could you elect Donald Trump
right.
in post-Iraq,
right.
post 9/11? I mean, the world's just too fucked up. It's too fucked up to have a guy with his judgment running the goddamn country. I mean, the thing is, I don't even think he gives a fuck about being president. Who knows how he's going to pick SCOTUS.
Right.
Or decide what legislation he wants to shove down our fucking throat. We don't know.
There's a blog post out there, a guy named Mike Klonsky. Mike Klonsky's Small Talk blog. But he was shared on a friend's timeline, and I read it, and he's got a great point. He's another Bernie Sanders supporter, but the headline is, somebody help me here. What's up with the let Trump win strategy?
Yeah. Why is that?
I agree. This is what we've been saying. We didn't get 100% of what we wanted. We can't be the Tea Party. We can't destroy the entire country in the name of sitting in the corner angry because we didn't get absolutely 100% of what we wanted. You can say that she's corrupt and she won in a... I don't think any shenanigans that were perpetrated that were biased in her favor on behalf of the DNC, I don't think would have amounted to enough to change the actual numbers at the end. That much.
And does it make her a worse candidate than Trump? Does it make her more corrupt?
Well, of course, but that's when they say they'll
impossible.
Go third. That's when they say they'll go third party, and they wash their hands by saying, "Well, we're voting principle."
I'm a baby. I'm a little baby. I'm a baby. Shove a titty in my mouth.
And Jill Stein, who I like and agree with on everything, basically.
Yeah, man.
Of the Green Party was on. Now, she's obviously got an agenda. She wants to put forth the Green Party and increase the power of the Green Party, and as do we all.
Right.
But she was on Democracy Now.
Democracy Now.
With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. And she was on with Ben Jealous, the former...
Who the fuck is that?
Former NAACP chairman.
Yes.
Who big time Bernie supporter, waving the Bernie flag, Bernie surrogate during the campaign, gave a hell of a speech last night that said, look at all we got. Now we got to vote Hillary.
Yeah.
Look at all these. Look at how far we've pushed the agenda and we can keep going. The only way to do that. And then he also listed all the other agreements. You know, it's funny. The big things are what? Warhawk. They were chanting Warhawk last night. And the TPP and banks, right?
Right.
Every other issue, every social issue, every other kind of issue she agrees with.
Am I naive?
Basically with the Bernie platform.
Am I naive to think that all these wonderful people that spoke last night that are part of the Democratic Party, Warren, Booker.
It was amazing.
And Bernie. Aren't they going to kind of hold her in check with how she deals with the banks and the TPP? Aren't they going to hold her fucking accountable a little bit?
And that's why this one guy said, if we elect Hillary, the Bernie movement is dead. And I'm like,
it's not.
Please, please provide me that logic.
He's not going away.
They think that Hillary is this. They've bought all the RNC points about Hillary. Bernie criticized Hillary during the campaign, yes, but he never went remotely as far, obviously, as the Republicans go. Yet, I don't hear Bernie complaints about Hillary for Bernie bros, from Bernie lunatics right now. What I hear from the Bernie lunatics right now are RNC talking points.
Yeah, they're doing exactly. You guys are doing exactly what they want you to do. You're going by their game plan.
Right. Trump is tweeting out. Trump has been tweeting out about, you know, sad how they rolled over Bernie and he's too tired to fight back and shit like that now.
I mean,
he's just rolling over. At least he didn't say Bernie was bought.
Right.
There's some people out there. If I think they're lost. They're extremists. Batshit loons if they think that they're going to go from Bernie to Trump. That I think it's a tiny number because last night after all the speeches, even Bernie's, and they interviewed some hardcore Bernie people, and they said, "Are you going to vote for Hillary?" Most of them that they interviewed, there were like four of them, three, one said, "Yeah, probably," and three of them were like, "No,
no."
Nope, not going to vote for Hillary. And but then when they said, well, would you consider voting for Trump? They all said, oh, God, no.
But you are.
Well, that's what we need to. Once they're done hyperventilating, we need to hopefully try to educate our brethren to that fact that especially in the swing states.
Yeah.
That, yes, vote for a third party or a non-vote assists the Trump campaign. And in my humble opinion and the opinion of many, that's the shank in the taint to the Bernie movement.
Ouch.
Right? I mean,
because Bernie isn't going away, right? He's not going away. It's not like he's disappearing.
Well, that's what I want to ask that one person is, well, how do you think the Bernie movement is going to be destroyed by Hillary? I mean, they've already compromised.
It'll be destroyed by Trump.
Yeah,
absolutely. And just think about it.
They've said it out loud. They want to destroy everything that the Bernie movement stands for, except TPP.
And then they're saying no to all these great people that spoke at the DNC. If Hillary's president, who do you think is going to be the supporting cast for years to come? It's going to be Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Tim Kaine, and Bernie. It's a great team of people. Who will be Donald Trump's supporting cast? Darth fucking Vader? I don't know. A bunch of dicks?
Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's been a frustrating day in that there were some amazing speeches last night, yet there's still a group, a vocal, I think minority. I just think there was a poll that came out. I said poll. There was a poll that came out that said that 90% now of the Bernie supporters have said, yeah, we're going to vote for the Democratic nominee.
Right. Okay.
Okay, we'll hold our noses and vote Hillary. At least they see the light. So it's only, we're talking like 10%. But the media,
Oh, yeah.
Is blowing this up, of course, because it's drama.
What effect will this have on people coming out to vote for Hillary? I mean, if they think she's losing, will they be discouraged?
Well, I would hope that anybody with more than a couple of brain cells that aren't wearing white hoods.
Oh, yeah.
Will know that, I mean, Trump is an existential threat to our democracy.
Is it really enough?
He is a strong man. He has said, the things that he said all indicate that he is going to try to do what all of y'all have accused Barack Hussein of doing, which is being a tyrant and consolidating power.
I mean,
he wants to purge anybody that wasn't a Republican that's in service. It's
didn't
in
you say
service.
This yesterday? If the word purge,
well, he didn't say that.
Who said that?
I used the word purge,
right?
But it was something that I guess Christie said to somebody that was overheard that said Donald wants a law where everyone that was appointed by a different administration, he could fire.
Oh, yeah. Great. Fucking great.
I mean, a lot of positions that naturally happens. There's a turnover when the administration changes, but there's a lot of positions where they stay, and if someone's doing a good job, they stay, regardless of who you were nominated by or put what the partisanship of the president. Donald doesn't care. He wants power to fire anybody that was put in, summarily fire anyone that was put in those positions by a Democrat because he wants to be king.
Can he have anyone executed like Kim Jong-un over North Korea?
I'm sure he'll work on that. We're looking into that. Some people think that maybe we could. Yeah. That's his story, right?
To me, I just don't want to support a candidate that's supported by a bunch of white supremacists. That should be enough. That should be enough! I mean, these fucking hooded white freaks are coming out of the woods and saying, hey, I'll vote for Trump. Fuck yeah. I'm the Grand Kegel of the KKK. Fuck you, boy.
Yeah, he says what we've been saying all along.
Good fucking Christ. Wake up, dickheads.
He says what we've been saying all along.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it absolutely kills Bernie's movement if you don't vote for Hillary. What do you think?
And then sets the progressive movement back.
Barack Obama's legacy?
Hundreds of years. Do you want Roe versus Wade to be gone? Trump has said he will only put in judges that are willing to overturn Roe versus Wade. He has said he will only put in judges that are willing to overturn gay marriage and put it back to the states.
And Bernie said that Hillary's only going to appoint judges that are going to go after fucking Citizens United. What do you think about that?
Right.
That's Which better.
Was, I believe a concession.
Yeah.
I don't think she was talking about how bad it was, but now she said she will push 100% for a constitutional amendment to overturn.
I know all you fucking Bernie bro guys got a big dick up your ass for Hillary, but can you just get over your fucking selves? Can we have this one thing?
Well, think
strategically. Can we have something nice?
Think strategically.
Yeah.
For once. I mean, somebody who tweeted us was like, well, you're assuming that the Bernie people are the hardcore Bernie people are voting on the issues. And I'm like, what else do you vote on? What else do you vote on?
That is funny. We're voting on the issues.
They're not dumb enough to be voting on. Oh, I think Trump is much hotter than Hillary. So vote for him.
Who's more fuckable?
Or Jill Stein. She's got a greater ass than Hillary. I don't think these people are that dumb to be that. What does he think they're voting on? Just pure raw emotion? Well, right.
They're voting on, I don't know.
That means they're uninformed. And that means that we need to inform them.
I mean,
that you need to think strategically. Yeah, I'm all pissed off and upset about the bias, the anti-Bernie bias.
But life isn't fair, and it sucks a lot of the times.
Right.
What are you going to fucking do?
And if you can just get a little less teeth,
yes,
that's all you ask for.
Do you hate Bernie bros? Do you have women in your life? Do you hate your gay friends? I mean, do you want to see their rights pushed back, their civil liberties pushed back? Do you want penis checkers hanging out at restrooms, checking your dick before you take a piss? Although probably a lot of you might like it. I'm going to go get my dick checked.
Well, I mean, depends on the checker.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
God.
And the process of checking.
You know what I mean? The Republicans are loony.
I don't know what it's entailed.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what it's entailed. Let me see your dick before you pee. I want to make sure your vagina. I don't know.
So, yesterday, Al Franken had a great speech where he...
Oh, my God.
...basically pretended to have been a graduate of Trump University.
Can we have...
...studying megalomaniacs.
Oh, I love it.
And he went on for 7 or 8 minutes. He was really actually very funny.
How do we get more Al Franken shitting on Trump?
Well,
I love it.
You know, I think Al Franken must now feel pretty confident to be able to be funny again. Because remember, like, his first term, he's been reelected, right? So his first term, he only won, I think they did a recount, didn't they? And he only won by like 300 votes in the whole state of Minnesota. So it was really fucking close.
Right.
So I think he was trying to be not Stuart Smalley. You know what I mean? I mean, he was whenever he was interviewed, for most of his first term, it was really serious Al.
Oh, yes.
And it would take a lot, or the right interviewer that he was friends with before or something, to get him to actually make a joke or two. And now he's all over MSNBC yucking it up. He sat down with the road warriors, they call them, all of the, you know, they're the crew that runs around followed all the candidates.
Right.
Yes, last night, and they had a little round table sitting there with him yapping, and he was joking around. So
that's funny.
He must feel a little more confident.
Hey.
Here we go. A little while later, to introduce Paul Simon.
Oh, yeah, man.
Who
of Simon and Garfunkel?
Bridge Over Troubled Water, I believe. Wait, no, what did he sing? Oh, he did sing Bridge Over Troubled
Water. Was he good?
I think the mix may have been unfortunate.
Oh,
let me be that diplomatic.
Oh yeah, got to get the mix right. You fucked my mix up.
I think the mix was. I think it was way too much of him, way too little of the music, and it at times sounded kind of awful. But it was fucking Paul Simon.
More cowbell for Paul, please.
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Performance, and he's a legend. But it was, you know. It's not 1974 anymore.
What?
So, to introduce him was Sarah Silverman. She gave her speech, and then Al Franken came out,
awesome.
And they did a little bit together.
Right.
And they, while Sarah Silverman was giving her speech, Sarah Silverman, who almost has a Bernie tattoo somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she has been from the first day of... staunch Bernie supporter, spoke at his fucking rallies.
Right. She has a Feel the Burn bleached into her asshole, I believe.
Right. She's got her beeve carved into a Bernie glasses
carved.
And hair.
Carve my beaver!
So,
God,
cut.
Yeah. Said, LA's fucked
I
up.
I said carved, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a little extreme. Even for a Hollywood type, who would do that?
I apologize to Sarah Silverman. I don't think her pubic hair is... that solid that
I don't
has
know.
To be carved.
Were you there?
Sadly, no. Sarah Silverman, in the middle of her speech, started getting the booze. She started getting the Bernie Bros giving her the boo.
Oh, that sucks.
When she started in with the, well, I love Bernie. Here's all
right.
We've accomplished. Now we need to vote Hillary.
I got a work voicemail. I'm so sorry. I got to go check.
Oh, okay. So Sarah Silverman was getting booed, and you could see her in the middle of her speech not giving a fuck about disguising her disdain for those that were booing her. You could see in her eyes her getting more and more pissed. And she finished her speech, and I guess they told her to wrap it up, but then Paul Simon wasn't ready yet. After all, so then they were telling them to go longer and stretch, and they just started chatting back and forth. This is Al Franken and Sarah Silverman, and this is where Sarah Silverman, still during this, when they were talking, the Bernie people were chanting, I don't even know what the fuck they were chanting, probably Warhawk or something, or Goldman Sachs or something like that. Those are some of the chants that they've been whipping out, TPP, things like that. So here is Al Franken and Sarah Silverman dropping what I think was the the bomb of the evening that, I don't know, mixing my metaphors, but the bomb defused a lot of the tension that was in there, because it seemed like once she was like, once Sarah Silverman says what I'm about to play, it just seemed like it kind of vented the room a little bit of some of the tension that was in there. Here it is from the DNC.
That was pretty good, Sarah. Hillary.
Unity. Unity. Unity.
Now they're chanting other things, and Al Franken starts chanting Hillary to try to change the chant and try to get the Hillary people to chant louder than the Bernie people. And then Sarah Silverman starts chanting Unity, which I don't think a lot of people are chanting, but maybe they are. I don't know. But she seems to be saying, okay, let's try Unity. That doesn't seem to be working. And that's where she finally says this.
Unity! Unity! Hillary!
Hillary! Hillary!
Ridiculous.
That's interesting. This is from the C-SPAN feed. I think I was listening to the MSNBC feed and watching it last night, and even Kelly the Voice, who you've heard here on the show, she opens the show up in the announcements, mentioned on, I don't know if we tweeted or just messaged each other, that she switched channels and that the mix sounded differently, because on the MSNBC feed that I was listening to, they had more mics in the crowd and they had the crowd mixed in more. So when Sarah Silverman dropped this little bomb on the Bernie Bros, you could really hear the crowd erupt, and it sounded like they were more in favor of what she was saying than what a lot of the hardcore Bernieites were saying.
He told us to stretch, so I figured I'd add that. They made me cut off my speech, and now we have to stretch. Well, I have so much I want to say.
Well,
so anyway, that was the first, that was kind of the line some people think of the evening. I mean, as far as the whole Bernie situation, I don't think any speech topped Michelle Obama's speech, which came a little bit later after this. Elizabeth Warren spoke. She was great. Kind of the same, honestly, to be honest with you. It was kind of the same as she has done before. And needling Trump. Cory Booker spoke. He was awesome. He was amazing. He got near the end. He really had a strong finish. He nailed that landing. He was talking, he was quoting Maya Angelou, and we shall, and so we rise, or something like that. And we shall rise, so we rise. I shall rise. And that was the theme that he kept hitting, was we shall rise, we shall rise. Amazing. Great speech. They kept cutting away to Bill Clinton, who was rapt. He was drooling watching Cory Booker. It was kind of neat to watch, because you could tell that Bill Clinton really likes the fuck out of Cory Booker and loved the hell out of the speech that he gave. So Cory Booker brought down the house. Michelle Obama, beyond amazing. I mean, I don't know how. One of the things that struck me afterwards, and we tweeted out about it, was go to our Twitter at Crab Diving. We tweeted out about it was how. Can these assholes, these taint-sucking motherfuckers who say that Obama and that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama have no class? They got no class. Oh, there, look at that. Them, look at them, what they did at that party. I can't believe it. They got no class and things like that. Beyond comprehensible to me where they come up with that bullshit, because Michelle Obama and Barack Obama have been some of the classiest fucking people that have stepped foot in that goddamn house. And Michelle Obama showed it brilliantly last night with an amazing speech that kind of brought everybody together. And after the Sarah Silverman thing, they did chant, they did boo a little bit, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker. But once they got to Michelle Obama, there was very little, if any, negative commentary, even from the hardest, coriest of the Bernie broies out in the audience, as far as I could hear on the coverage that I was watching. I don't think, I think they gave Michelle Obama the respect that she well deserves. And she had a line that was incredible that keeps getting played over and over and over, which is where she talks about how things have changed. And don't you dare say, kind of a, don't you dare say America isn't great. Don't let anybody tell you America isn't great, I believe was the line. And then she says that she wakes up every day in a house that was built by slaves. And then she looks out on the lawn and she sees her two daughters, young, I think she said, young, powerful, intelligent black women playing with the dog on the lawn. So, you know, look how far we've come. We've got more to work on, of course, but the message was, this is, you know, she's in a house that was built by people like her because at the end of a whip. And now she's running. She's lives there. She's the woman. She's the lady of the house, the woman of the house, and her kids are playing on the lawn. So stark contrast to the dystopian anal wart of a landscape that Donald Trump painted at his in his speech the last night of the RNC, where it was you open the window and oh my God, there's Muslims parachuting in and black people rampaging with guns and Mexicans like a tsunami pouring over the fucking southern border, raping people and, you know, probably carrying tons of marijuana in every orifice. It's just a stark contrast to what the Republican, the whole Republican vibe was, even with the Bernie rancor. You know, the Republicans and Fox are all over Drudge, are all over this battle between the Bernie people and the Hillary people. They're loving it. Of course they are. They're in the corner. They don't need their Viagra tonight. They're in the corner saying, Myrtle, get over here, because the Democrats are fucking up their convention and I got something moving down there. But it's just not true. It's just not true. There is shit going on. Obviously, there's been complaints and yelling and stuff. But it's kind of the same thing that happened. I don't know. Was it two elections ago? One was Ron Paul with the Republicans, where there were a lot of disruptions, yelling, a lot of stuff caused by them. And eventually, everybody came around and rallied behind their heinous candidate, whatever, was it Mittens or McCain? I don't remember which election that was. But they, you know, I'm not that worried right now. The Republicans, I think, and the media are blowing the drama way out of proportion. I think it's a smaller number than we think. Vocal, very vociferous, very angry, very strong. If you look at our Twitter feed, you look at our Facebook page, there's a lot of Bernie people who are just like not into it at all. Some of them, actually a number of them, I want to warn everybody, especially on the Facebook page. I haven't checked into it as much on the Twitter, but a lot of these people that are alleged Bernie fans who are screaming about how evil Hillary is in the DNC, if you go to their page, you'll find out they've been around for like 3 or 4 months. They've got 8 friends. Every single post they put out there is anti-Hillary. Those are kind of suspect to me. I know that both sides pay people to do social media bullshit. And there was one that I caught outright making a fake account and coming on our page and saying horrible, heinous, really horrible shit. The guy admitted it was a fake account. because he doesn't want to get banned, or he didn't want to get his personal account to get banned. So that's what's happening. They're having to create fake accounts so that they can say this horrible, heinous, racist, homophobic, anti-woman bullshit that they really feel. And this is, and Trump is their guy, but they're also out posting anti-Hillary shit, pretending to be pro-Bernie, to try to infiltrate the liberal ranks, as if some comment from some idiot on our Facebook page is going to change somebody's mind. But they're out there fighting the good fight. Anything we post about Hillary, they're like, no, it's Hillary, she's fake. So be wary of these fake accounts on the social medias. They're really good at pretending to be something that they're fucking not. So that was the Sarah Silverman clip.
Oh, man.
Ryan's back.
Sorry about that. I had a work thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Support the crab so we don't have to have day jobs, right?
Yes. that would be really awesome. I was just talking about the
that whole Sarah Silverman. You're being ridiculous.
I played Sarah Silverman, yeah, and talked a little bit about Cory Booker. Talked about a little bit about Michelle Obama and the line that she had about she wakes up every morning in a house that was built by slaves, kind of deal. You know,
yeah,
it's amazing, an amazing performance.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on today. There's a Bill Clinton is speaking today.
Bubba.
And
you think he's going to get high before he speaks?
Hey,
he seems like a stoner. You think he is?
I would be okay with that. Why not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But he did do that. I didn't inhale stuff, which is kind of embarrassing.
You fucking liar.
He really is Slick Willy. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't inhale, and I didn't have sexual relations with that woman. And the best, it depends on what your definition of is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's like saying, come at me, Ken Starr, you little fucknut. You think you're getting Slick Willy? No. I'm gonna debate with you over the definition of a two-letter word.
Of is.
Of a two-letter fucking word.
Our most simple and probably most widely used verb?
Yeah, is.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even know how to define it without using it. Right. What is the definition of is? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. So what else is going on there in the world? I've got a story here on the magic spreadsheet of crab diving. Ladies and gentlemen, which is taking a while to open, which is why I'm fucking telling you about this. Here is an example.
Yes.
Now, granted, this is, you know, an extreme.
Okay.
But nonetheless, an example of the kind of behavior that seems to be tolerated and not only tolerated, encouraged by Trumpalos, Trump supporters, Trumpettes. Trump monsters, whatever the hell. This is a guy. I really had to look into this to see if this was a Poe or a parody or a satire. It's not. This guy is posting on the YouTubes. His name is James J. Stachowiak. S-T-A-C-H.
Stachowiak.
O-W-I-A-K, Stachowiak.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm pretty sure that's probably how you pronounce it. Stachowiak. I think it's probably a hard K. So he posts screeds on the YouTube. This one is him standing. He's standing outside somewhere in a backyard, it looks like. It looks like the same type of backyard shots that you generally see people wearing Grand Kleagle hoods. Whenever they get interviewed, you know, the interviews with the KKK guys always seem to be taking place somewhere out in the backwoods.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, it's their, you're at their double wide. You're at right. their house, and that's their backyard. They live in the woods.
Yeah.
So here is a little bit of one of his more recent rants on the YouTube. This is what some could consider a typical moronic racist fuckwad of a Trump supporter. And yes, he really talks like this.
Hey, you never Trumpsters. You people are pieces of garbage. You want to enable a terrorist sympathizer to get in the White House by Hillary Clinton by not be getting behind Donald Trump, who the vast majority of the party people like me have gotten behind? And yes.
So he's mad at the never Trumpsters who won't get behind the vast majority of people. He's let me describe him. You can describe the basics,
okay?
I'm sure without looking.
I love this guy.
He's middle-aged, angry, roundish white guy.
Perfect.
He's wearing. I can't see. He's probably got a shaved head, but
oh yeah, smooth.
He's got a big giant Trump hat on.
Is he more of a bear or an otter type?
What's an otter? Is that a skinny little hairy guy?
I think so.
No, bear.
Okay.
And he's got a big giant blue Trump 2016
great
t-shirt on.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants Trump 2016. You really don't.
And if you're going to do a YouTube video, you can maybe toss the black mirrored sunglasses.
Yeah. Pro tip, bitches.
You're wearing a hat with right. a visor on it.
We get it.
Like me have gotten behind. And yes, the fact that Ted Cruz did not denounce this, he can't say he was not behind it. Ted Cruz, you're a treasonous piece of garbage. Why don't you go back to Canada where your roots are, okay? Ted Cruz, you've lost all respect for me, and you know.
I agree. I think Ted Cruz probably has lost all respect for right. this guy. I think we all have.
Never Trumpsters, you know what? We, the people, will identify you one by one as we run across who you are. You'll be identified in time because you people are nothing less.
Well, that doesn't sound creepy at all. That's no. That's the party of unity.
Right.
That's Trump is a great unifier.
You will be identified.
This guy's like, we're going to find you and identify you.
We will tag you.
You never Trumpsters.
Who you are, you'll be identified in time. Because you people are nothing less than terrorist sympathizers. Trump is the answer.
Terrorist sympathizers.
Oh,
this is
shit.
The monochromatic, one brain celled, either on or off, thinking
hey.
Of the right.
Right.
If yeah. you don't like Trump, you're a terrorist sympathizer.
Fuck you, boy.
We need to shut down Islamic immigration.
Oh, there
we
go.
We need to build a wall.
Yeah, oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's time to put America first.
Get rid of the Mexicans. What about that one?
But you, pieces of garbage, are standing in a, trying to stand in the way.
Don't stand in the way.
Or nothing more than a speed bump. That's right. A speed bump. Speed and bump. Now you guys got squashed.
Ooh.
You know, there Some will be more terrorist that. Attacks. And unfortunately, there'll be victims, both foreign and domestic. Well, if there's going to be any victims in a terrorist attack, I hope it's the left-wing liberals.
Oh,
fuck
kind
you.
Of you.
Listen, you...
you know this fucker. You know this fucker is at church every Sunday praying to Jesus about... yeah. Lying to Jesus.
You think Jesus is like, I know we're supposed to hear all prayers, but I can't fucking understand yours.
Could you speak
go
up
to a
little,
therapist.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah. Your God gave you a speech
impediment. Yeah. God damn it. Aren't you pissed off at Jesus? Aren't you pissed off at Jesus?
And, you know, we shouldn't make fun of his disability.
Well, listen, I agree with you. We shouldn't.
I'm doing an imitation.
However, when you're this shitty and you have horrible opinions such as this, I feel like maybe everything's on the board.
If there's going to be any victims in a terrorist attack, I hope it's the left-wing liberals that are victims. I hope it's...
And he is hoping for our death.
God, fuck you.
Right?
Yeah, I don't mean to make fun of your fucking list, but you want me to die in a fiery fucking explosion.
He wants us to get killed by terrorists.
Eat a dick.
If we don't vote Trump.
It's the people that are members of Black Lives Matter.
Oh,
I hope it's
boy.
The people that oppose Trump that are the victims of the next terrorist attack. Okay? Then, let's...
Good loving Christianity there. Family values. It's the Republican Party of family. If they can never say that again. They can never say that again. I want one Republican dare say, look us in the eye and say that that party is the party of family values.
You know, Pat.
Anymore.
We didn't talk about this yesterday, or maybe we did. The whole Fox thing, that report that came out about the people walking into the office of some manager and seeing, like, people getting blown. And everybody demanding the oral sex.
I don't know
sex.
What you're talking about.
Oh, it was on the news yesterday.
I saw that part, but I didn't see hear a part.
Yeah,
about
that somebody
walking
walked
in on some bacchanal.
Yeah, it's like Eyes Wide Shut at Fox. It really is. Managers demanding blowjobs. People seeing people getting blown in conference rooms. It's far reaching. It's insane. It's the party of family motherfucking values, man.
Yes. I'm Steve Doocy. Welcome to Fox and Friends in the Morning.
Let me introduce you to middle management, better known as Mike Cock.
Do you want to hear the rest of this guy anymore?
Oh, I mean, fuck yes, I do.
It's kind of much the same, but there's only about...
I don't care. It's funny.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. You probably want to hear this.
That are the victims of the next terrorist attack. Okay. Then let's see how their family and how they feel when these ragheads do the next terrorist attack, which, oh, by the way, no mention in the media about the terrorist connection to the recent attacks. Baton Rouge, that's right. The shoot.
Baton Rouge was killed by a lunatic anti-cop guy.
Right.
Oh, Black Lives Matter are terrorists. That's where he's going. That's where he's going.
What? Like, the Black Lives Matter, how do you join that?
Well, it's probably a website.
Is there a registration? Can you actually register?
There's an organization. There's leadership in the organization and stuff, and it has nothing to do with anybody who calls for killing cops.
I don't understand how people think it's a...
They advocate peaceful demonstrations... against what they believe is systemic racial bias by police against them.
You know what's weird? I don't understand how these right-wing nut jobs can be against that, because their whole thing is like, citizens need to keep their guns in case the government gets out of line. Well, that's like the whole point of Black Lives Matter, right? I mean, it's
people... Well, they don't want the black ones to have guns.
Yeah, and I know the Black Lives Matter aren't about the guns, but they are about rising up against the cops and protesting. Black people are getting killed by cops, unarmed. They're getting shot to death. What are we supposed to do?
People are, in general, but at a higher proportion, yes, black people, by the numbers, are being targeted.
Are we not supposed to protest this? Are we not supposed to be upset? I don't understand what these right-wing nut jobs... what is their problem with BLM? They're stupid.
Well, and draw me the line between where I say I think that cops should not abuse citizens and should not kill people who are innocent.
Right.
And not deserving of the escalation of violence that is brought upon them. How is that saying I think people should kill cops?
It's not.
That's the black and white, right? Single celled brain again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're a stupid person, I could see how you might be able to get there. If you're a Trumpalo, yeah, sure, I get it, but I don't know. I mean,
right?
It's so fucked up.
The Pensacola office ringing in. Sending us it's a news article about the, it says this article on Reddit was about potential clusterfuck of a Trump presidency. Pretty interesting. That might be the article that you had about the,
what's that?
The dystopian nightmare that might happen if Trump becomes president.
Yeah. Stop the madness. Really? We don't want this. We clearly don't want this.
About the terrorist connection to the recent attacks, Baton Rouge. That's right. The shooter in Baton Rouge that killed the three cops, member of the Nation of Islam.
Oh, how sad. Nation of Islam is not ISIS. It has no affiliation with ISIS.
Yeah, the Dallas shooter. That's right. The Dallas shooter. His alias was something like Hassan or Hassani. And yes, the the guy in France?
It's like heebie-jobby. It's like the heebie-jobby woman, right?
Right. You know, this is a... God, if you're stupid, should you read the news at all? Because the problem is, I think this guy reads the news. He seems to be... He tries to be well-informed, but he's just so fucking dumb.
Right.
He can't form any sensible opinions. I don't know. He's not playing with a full deck, this one.
That ran over all the people, allegedly? Yeah, he was a Muslim immigrant, too.
No, he did run over those people. He didn't run over them allegedly. He did run over those people in Nice. That kind of happened.
The guy in France that ran over all the people, allegedly? Yeah, he was a Muslim immigrant, too. I smell smoke. I see smoke. And where you see and smell smoke, there's usually fire.
Okay.
God.
So
when he says, when he goes like this, I see and smell smoke, there's usually fire.
Well, and who's the actual terrorist attacks that are actually radical Islamic terrorist ass fucks? Yeah. Who denies that?
What do you think?
Oh, Obama. Because he doesn't say the magic words.
Is this dude more like Wheel of Fortune or more Jeopardy?
Oh, Jesus.
He's more of a Wheel of Fortune kind of guy. I feel like he's more of a Family Feud kind of guy.
Yeah, I was trying to think of...
This guy's dumb as shit.
I was trying to think of an even dumber
what was
game
that
show.
One, what was that one?
What's a game show for just really
Card
stupid
Shark.
People?
Card Sharks.
Or No Whammy.
What's that?
What was that one? Remember that one where all you used to do was press a button? Like these lights would flash in front of you and you'd go, No whammy, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. And you'd press the button and hope you didn't get the whammy and lose
was
all
that,
your money.
Hey, who's that right-wing nutjob turd face that hosted all these game shows? Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
Was he No Whammy?
No, I don't think so.
I'm right in remembering he's a lunatic.
Oh, yeah,
conservative,
yeah, yeah. Very,
right?
Very conservative nut job. Yeah, yeah. He went from Love Connection to his basement tweeting right-wing hate.
How does a guy that made his money hosting dumbass game shows, how does he have any hate inside of him? I don't get it. You won, dickhead. Be happy.
Right. There we go. Press your luck.
All right, players, this is what you've all been waiting for. The big board, over $80,000 in cash up there waiting for you to take it away. One prize worth more than $5,000. However, the bad news is there's some whammies. Both Tammy and Whammy are up there looking to take away your money.
Big bucks, no whammies, stop!
Stop it, oh, whammy.
Oh, fucking whammy. And then this little animated thing would run across the screen and eat its money. Eat the
whammy.
Money you had.
Fucking whammy.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
That's the level of intellect.
Fucking whammy.
That this dude would game show that this guy.
Oh, yeah,
do.
Yeah. Stupid.
Press your luck. From the 70s.
Oh, my God.
There's a few more seconds of this idiot.
Smoke. I see smoke. And where you see and smell smoke, there's usually fire. Islam is a problem. Islam is a cancer. And Trump is the answer.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second.
Move aside, enemies of America. Because we're going to take America back and make America great again.
So is...
From who?
I don't know.
And
from evil, dummy.
This is the question... This is the question that none of them can answer. Is you say, well, okay, you're saying make America great again. When do you think it was great?
I don't know. Let's elect child raping Donald and see if we can make it greater.
Very few of them can answer... Like with a time period, most of them are like, well, it kind of means that, you know, in the international stage, we're going, you know, they always try to talk around
the 50s. That's what they want.
They meant back in the days when
before the civil rights movement.
Some of them want to go back to the before women voted.
Remember when we used to own that. People and it didn't we could just build shit because we owned people.
Right. And women didn't vote.
Oh, yeah. Whammy. Here's your whammy.
No whammies.
No whammies, stupid. Fucking idiots. Who is this guy again? This is just some...
He's just some Yahoo
shithead
Trump supporter.
God, I tell you what, that...
Who
that,
is not all... I mean, he's pretty representative of
yeah.
a lot of the discourse that we get from Trump supporters. The Bernie part is hard because the Bernie, the Bernie people that are fighting with us are at least a little bit more intelligent.
No, I don't know.
Slightly.
I don't know.
Than Trump people.
Because you were
Trump
playing,
people?
You were playing some Bernie bro clips earlier today before
There's
the
some
show.
Dumb Bernie people.
That person's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, that not person, the cream of the crop sometimes.
I mean, when they try to say why they hate Hillary Clinton and why they try to say Hillary would be worse than Trump, that's when it all falls apart. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. We don't want a fucking white supremacist to be president, okay?
Even a former Bernie Sanders aide. And you know, they accused Elizabeth Warren of selling out. And now the hardest core, these are the ones that I think I said earlier, are just lost. You just have to write them off because they're, I don't know if they're sane enough or too deep in their own ignorance to actually realize what the hell they're doing, switching a vote to Trump instead of Bernie. But one of the things they say is that, you know, this election, it's voter fraud and that the election was stolen from us. Well, even today we had a former Sanders campaign spokeswoman, Simone Sanders, who, was on CNN today, not related to Bernie Sanders. And she now is saying that, well, you know, now we have to unite behind Hillary. She said the election, quote, was not stolen. For some people, she said, especially with the email leaks that were revealed via WikiLeaks, it's hard to grasp that concept that we're stronger together, she said. She said that because there has been this idea that the election was stolen, people were saying it, but it's not true. The election wasn't stolen. It sounds like what we said earlier. She said there are and were individuals who had biases, but that she's confident that the DNC is taking steps, quote, to make a course correction. Concessions, lots of concessions have been had. And I really think that Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Sherrod Brown, all these very liberal voices that are in the Congress are not going to be silenced by Hillary, like this lunatic said in our Twitter feed. I think it's just the opposite. I think they're going to have influence over her because I think the Democratic Party is obviously realizing the power of the progressive wing by having changed the platform by having made all those concessions. Did us mincing progressives get everything we fucking wanted? No. But I think the hardcore Bernie guys got to realize that there's also, more than half of the party voted for Hillary Clinton. And that there are some maybe people in the under the Democratic tent that disagree on some issues. And that might just have to be what we have to fucking do. I'd love to. Somebody tweeted or responded to one of our tweets. And it was one that it's Ginger Time Lady. Thanks for your tweet over on the Twitter.
I love that Twitter handle. Ginger Time.
It's when we tweeted, those in swing states must realize a third party vote on principle can really be the one that puts Trump in office and kills our movement. Ginger Time Lady said, I'm all for shaking up the two party inevitability, but now is not the time for that. Spot fucking on.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And the only way to do it is to take over the party from within. Not, you know, okay, we didn't get the giant flip over revolution that we wanted, taking over the whole party, but we did really well. Really, really well.
Don't
and
you think
let's
we,
stay in, keep right. the battle going, and now go grassroots.
Yeah.
Take this Bernie wave to your local school board election. Get off your fucking ass and run for school board. Get off your fucking ass and run for county commission, your state board, your county board, all right. this shit. Water commission.
Dog catcher.
Because that's what the fucking Koch brothers have been funding for the last 20, 30 years, and that's why we're so far behind.
Yeah. Is dog catcher, that's a position you run for, right?
In some places, yeah.
Is that now, I mean, is that a Republican-Democrat kind of thing? I mean, is there a progressive dog catcher?
I mean, I can't imagine that there would be an agenda to that one, but you never know. You
never know.
Even the hardcoreist of Bernie surrogates and Bernie staffers are coming around and they're saying, look, we got to kumbaya this shit. And right now, it's the number one battle in the Bernie movement is to make sure Trump does not get elected. And because that really would set the movement back far infinitely more than a possible Clinton presidency. I've got a story here. We did that one already. That's the Freedom Kids.
Oh my God.
Here's an example of why
cowardice.
We should fucking vote. Make sure we keep Donald Trump out. Former majority leader Tom DeLay, was that what he was? Was he minority leader? Majority leader?
The Grand Kegel of the Klan.
A horrible, corrupt as fuck right. motherfucker who was jailed for being a corrupt as fuck motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then got into the Texas appellate system.
Oh, wonderful.
Where all the buddies that he's swapped. Come with. They've snowballed each other.
You got to play along at home with the Urban Dictionary to understand this episode of Crab Diving.
Snowballing?
I don't know. They're a bunch of Sith fucking lords.
And all of a sudden, all of his buddies that he probably helped put into some of these judgeships somehow decided that justice was not served on Tom DeLay and his conviction was overturned for his shenanigans. So Tom DeLay is out slithering around the planet again. So here he was. This is a few days ago on fucking Newsmax TV, right up there with Breitbart, right up there with the Daily Caller, WND. This is a right-wing, batshit, crazy internet TV show.
Oh, perfect.
/ radio show, probably. Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of charlatans.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon, by the way. If we make enough money, hey, we could do our own TV show, too. Start donating. Buying shit, I mean. He was on with Steve Malzberg. We've talked about him a lot. We've played him.
Shithead.
He gets all the right-wing loons on his show.
Right.
And former House GOP leader Tom DeLay,
fuck you,
crawled out from under his rock, was on. And this is
what are they doing? Mud wrestling?
This is what Tom DeLay looks like. He's Skyping in.
No, creepy.
And they're talking about the election and how important it is to elect Donald J.
Jesus Christ.
Trump.
You know that if people don't vote for Trump, if Republicans don't go for Trump, it increases the likelihood of Hillary Clinton winning. So no matter what Hillary could have in her Oppo research, what could be worse than what we not only know about Hillary, but what we know the court would look like under Hillary and what that would mean for the Second Amendment, parts of the First Amendment, and God knows what else.
God knows what else. This is that lie about the Second Amendment. You know, God. Trump is out there saying that Hillary wants to repeal the Second Amendment.
Jesus.
She wants to gut it. Take away all your guns. I don't know. What about the First Amendment he's talking about? Oh, it's probably making bakeries make cakes for gay people.
Oh, yeah.
It's against my religion.
Who cares? Then move to Afghanistan, dickhead.
First Amendment and God knows what else.
Well, first of all, what I'm trying to do is to get down ballot good, strong, conservative, constitutional leaders to be able to
see listen, Bernie people, this is what the other side, the evil strategy of the other side that has worked. There was a I didn't get it, but there was a tweet or a Facebook. I think it was a somebody took a screen cap of a Facebook and made a tweet out of it. So fucked up. And then snapped it and then Instagrammed it and then chatterbaited it.
Follow me on Grindr.
Which I'm sure is off the charts also again, probably at the DNC. Proudly, though, it's the RNC was probably all torso shots, right? Not the DNC. You probably actually have faces. Here's a little bit more. I forgot where I was going now, but here is a little bit more on Tom DeLay and what he said to Steve Ballsberg.
Trying to do is to get down ballot, good, strong, conservative.
That's it. I was yelling at the Bernie people saying, look, this is what we got to do now. Now that we've started the movement, we got to go grassroots and not only think about the real pretty prom king and queen. There's a lot more, arguably more important ballots. I mean, local elections are arguably more important than the big national pretty one. And yeah, we desperately need to keep Trump out of there.
Yes.
Maybe Hillary's not going to 100% grease the wheels for everything we want.
Ooh, yes.
But Donald Trump will flatten the tires of everything we want and drive it backwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Constitutional leaders to be elected to this House and to the Senate. So it doesn't matter who is president. The Senate can control that. First of all, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to have 9 justices.
See, this is why I pulled this clip.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about this before. These assholes, they've said that, you know, there's never been obstruction to the point where this long for Merrick Garland for a judge appointment.
They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. And they're saying, well, you know, we're waiting for the people to speak so that whoever the people elect in November,
right,
that president then can then nominate who they want. We'll say the people have spoken and we'll run them right through. Right. Let's say Hillary Clinton wins and she nominates Barack Hussein Obama. Do you think the Mitch McConnell,
Mitch the bitch,
and all of those twunts,
they ain't gonna do dick,
are going to say right on, rock on, let's put on a progressive judge? Which is, I mean, history has said, well, the president gets to put in
right
someone of their agenda.
But
now the Republicans are, listen to Tom DeLay, the Republicans are obviously willing to say, look, we're not going to approve another Supreme Court judge until the Republicans get the White House back. If that's 8 years, then who cares?
Well, I thought the how you approve the judge is whether or not they're qualified. It shouldn't be like ideology.
Well, that's
right?
What it has been. But that's obviously the Republicans have said, fuck that.
God, they are the biggest assholes.
President, the Senate can control that. First of all, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to have 9 justices.
Right.
So we can go another 4 years with 8.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
There you go. And I'm sure that he's not the only one saying that.
Right.
So when the Democrats win in November, hopefully, Hillary wins, she gets to pick the next nominee. If she wins, what'll probably happen is they'll probably confirm Merrick Garland.
Right.
Because he's kind of a centrist. And they're worried that if they clean the slate and Merrick Garland's nomination gets pulled, that Hillary will nominate some Ruth Bader Ginsburg that terrifies them. Some progressive, some highly progressive.
Well, you got it. You know, you can't just. Is there no one in the Republican Party saying, listen, guys, I understand that you're upset that you might have to approve some liberal judge, but it's our fucking job.
So, but then when they say, well, the people have spoken, the people spoke.
Well, yeah, they have.
Right, after November. So Tom DeLay, is their argument of the people, we want the people to have a voice in the next Supreme Court justice, they're lying. They're lying. They just want to be obstructionists. They're
disingenuous.
Like, we only want the people to have a voice if we win.
Right.
If we don't win, well, you don't need it. 9 judges. We'll go another 4 years. Fuck them. We're not going to approve anything.
It's sort of,
and then we have a constitutional crisis because then I'm sure the executive branch. Then what happens?
I don't know.
If the executive branch sues, it goes to the Supreme Court. Who decides?
You know, it's as if we're sort of redefining what it means to win or what it means to beat the Republicans. Because Barack Hussein Obama beat the Republicans twice, but did he really? I mean, they're still kind of winning. They're being obstructionists.
You heard Tom DeLay. That's why we're working to increase the lead in the, you know, like good constitutional conservatives in the House and Senate. Because then it won't matter who's in the White House.
Right.
Which isn't 100% true, but it's kind of true. Look what they've done the past 4 years. Nothing. Well, fuck
why
all.
Would anybody want Donald Trump to be president? What can we just, we got to put a stop to this GOP bullshit. Hateful. Stupid.
George Will said that, you know, George Will, no fan of Trump. In fact, he bailed on the party. He bailed on the Republican Party. Longtime right-wing nut job, conservative icon.
God, he seems like 0.0 fun. Really?
Right, yeah.
Doesn't he just seem like a dick? I mean, I don't know the guy.
Here he is talking on Fox News about Trump's tax returns.
Was anybody blowing him?
I mean, both the campaign chair and anybody you talk to, including Senator Murphy.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you have to listen to the moronic stylings of Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, my God!
And anybody you talk to, including Senator Murphy, would not go down that road once pressed on the connection between Russia.
I apologize to Brian Kilmeade. These are the moronic stylings of Bret Baier.
Oh, okay.
The Trump.
Another white lunkhead.
Yeah, is this guy
campaign
a douche?
What?
Is he a douche?
Yeah.
But they've thrown it out there, George.
Well, it's the sort of thing we might learn if we saw the candidate's tax returns. And that's perhaps one more reason why we're not seeing his tax returns, because he is deeply involved in dealing with Russian oligarchs and others. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's probably a reasonable surmise.
I saw something today. He said, I emailed the tax returns. You didn't get them, Hillary?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good response or not. Go ahead.
Listen to the asshole Bret Baier. George Will is saying, well, you know, he obviously has ties to Russian oligarchs. He brings in Paul Manafort, who has Russian oligarch DNA soaking his asshole.
Snowballing.
And
soaking his asshole.
And
wow. That guy's got some very specific likes. This is what I'm into.
So there's obvious ties. Again, the smoke, there's fire. Experts, nonpartisan experts have said, well, yeah, we think the Russian state hackers got into the DNC files. Somehow it made its way over to WikiLeaks.
Okay, so is Trump spattered with Russian DNA, yes or no?
I don't know. It depends on maybe he swallows.
How considerate.
But you notice how this is Fox News feed, by the way, obviously with Bret Baier.
A bunch of fucking pervs.
Dumbing it down.
The tax return.
So George Will brings in a tiny shred of logic and sanity and says, well, maybe this is one of the reasons that we're not seeing Trump, the orange fools.
Yes.
Fucking his tax returns, because you would see all these Russian companies that he ends up dealing with. And now all of a sudden it's just a little suspicious that literally the night after the RNC closes,
right,
suddenly WikiLeaks decides that's the day they're going to release the DNC emails to just totally defecate upon the upcoming
convention. They're probably into that at Fox. By the way, I don't have a visual on this. Is Brian, who's this, Bret Baier?
Bret Baier.
Are his pants off around his ankles? No. Is he being serviced?
There is an attractive blonde.
Oh, of course.
Sitting between them. I don't know who it is. I can't see exactly who it is.
Be careful.
I see the back of her head. This is like coverage of the RNC, so they're in their booth wearing their headphones and
stuff. Whoever that is, please, before you walk into any offices at Fox, you might want to knock on the door first.
But listen to how Brett Baer right away pivots away. Pivots. Oh, we can't insult Mr. Trump.
Oh, God. Well,
I heard he said they're in the emails I sent you. Ha, 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 ha. Right away, he spins it over to Hillary emails.
How hilarious.
We can't criticize Mr. Trump on Fox for 5 seconds. We got to pivot it to killer emails.
Do you find Brett Baer hilarious, yes or no?
I emailed the tax returns. You didn't get them, Hillary?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good response or not. Go ahead, finish.
Sure.
Well, I think what we're going to see tonight is that this is no longer Bill Clinton's party. It's his wife's party, and it's a very different one. In 1994, only 30% of Democrats identified themselves as liberals. Today, it's twice that.
Thank God.
Is he saying that like a negative thing?
Oh, well, of course. He's good a right-wing nut job, so he thinks
how does he
the
think
Democratic party is flaming socialists. He looks down on that floor, and he thinks everybody's butt-fucking each other.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In 1996, in his State of the Union address, Bill Clinton said the era of big government is over. 20 years later, in every particular, they want to expand the range of government.
Well, you know, yeah, we do.
Right.
Again,
we have a big ass country. Correct?
If the choice is we would rather have our public services provided by a government whose ultimate goal, at least, is to provide good service that we want, or would we rather hand it off to some evil capitalist fuckdiddle whose only care is to make profit and fuck the people that work for me, fuck the environment,
fuck
everyone, everything,
baby.
As long as we can extract every dime of capital out of the system. Who would you rather have running a government system? That's why we don't think a good businessman necessarily makes a good president, because it ain't about balancing the books. There's
no.
a fuck lot more involved.
It's about when you walk around in Los Angeles, there are people living on the streets, straight up living on the fucking streets. And it's like that all over the fucking country. And yes, we need the role of government to be expanded because, hey, aren't we supposed to be the shining city on the fucking hill, a big example? Aren't we supposed to be the humanitarian?
You notice they're not saying that anymore.
What?
We don't, from the right? Do we hear that America should be the shining city on the hill anymore? They don't. They don't even pretend.
Fuck no, Pat.
They don't even pretend to claim that one anymore.
I mean, I just don't
understand. No, we want to spread Americanism at the end of a really big gun, whether they want it or not.
If you listen to Bernie's speech last night, I don't understand how big government is a bad thing, because government can do a lot of good, and it should be. I mean, what do we want them not to do anything? What's the point? Do you want these people you elect that get paid handsomely? Do you want them to work less, or do you want them to work more for you? I would rather them work more.
Right.
What do you think about that?
And I don't care what size the government is, as long as it's working for us.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it should be big.
Right. I mean, I don't, I want government to be bigger. I think the government should take over the pharmaceutical industry, because there's no fucking way that should be a for-profit industry. I think the government should take over healthcare, because there's no way that should be a for-profit industry.
It
doesn't help people. It helps rich people. It helps capitalists. The purpose of a public healthcare system is to give people healthcare.
I mean, don't you think it's ridiculous that pharmaceutical companies have to budget for marketing these fucking commercials
right.
that they're spending all this right. goddamn money on?
And it's been shown, there have been cases already where we've found out that there were cheaper alternatives that were shelved, put away, or obviously suppressed in order to push a more expensive alternative so that the company can make more money.
We don't
and then
want
they
that.
Say, but we need that for research and development. Meanwhile, their executives
yes.
are on their seventh house, their fourth giant yacht,
and
all that.
Like, for instance, like these boner pills. Why is it when I watch the Super Bowl, Joe Montana has got a football and he's advertising Viagra, and he's tossing it through a tossing the football through a fucking tire swing.
Toss.
How much is Joe Montana getting paid for that ad from Pfizer? What the fuck ever? And all, and then that cost that gets laid onto the drug, right? It gets passed on the consumer of those ads and marketing.
I mean, if that pharma bro guy didn't show us exactly what's going on, they made an example of him as if that's not the industry standard. When he raised that drug price 750% or whatever the fuck it was.
You mean that's not the only example of that happening?
Well, of course not. He just got caught because he bragged about it or something. But that's what all these pharmaceutical companies, that's when you make a company like that for profit, that's what you're going to get. Their bottom line is the number one, the shareholder value is the number one thing that they care about.
God, it's so fucked up.
Not curing people.
No,
they don't want to cure people. They want to treat people.
Right.
Because that means you're going to buy that pill every week.
Oh, yeah.
If I created some pill that makes your problem go away and you can stop taking the pill, how are we going to make money?
Why can't we just have the government take over the pharmaceutical
industry?
Well,
that's, there you go. There you go. We're evil commie socialists for that.
Yeah, who cares? I think, what about the government taking over, I don't know, what other industry could they take over?
Not everything, but, the pharmaceutical and healthcare. Those are the two I can think of.
Cars.
Stuff that's
transportation.
Just for the benefit of the people. Well, we do have transportation. They're trying to get rid of that as much as they can. They're trying to take the national parks away.
Oh, God.
And sell them.
Well, that went on in Florida. Marco Rubio's trying to sell some. They were trying to put some big real estate development on some land that's protecting a reef. A goddamn reef, motherfuckers.
Sorry about that Grand Canyon. We found some minerals we could extract in it and make some money for the bottom line. So fuck y'all and your pretty vistas.
Yeah, fuck you. We're going to put a putt-putt course down there.
That's what it is.
Dick.
That's really what it is. The fracking. People don't care about... anybody in this fracking industry gives fuck all about the environment and the future of the planet. All they care about is their own personal gain for them and their crotch spawn.
Oh, and meanwhile, I'm just sitting here drinking water that tastes like fucking licorice.
Right.
Nobody cares.
We want to fling giant bucket full of crab shit.
Oh, yes.
In the direction, again.
Do crabs actually shit?
Sure.
Okay. Noted.
We want to splay the face with poop of
yummy
Governor Pat McCrory in North Carolina.
What a fucking dick.
Who is embroiled in the drama of their heinous Christo-fascist law that they passed, making sure that you've got a cock go into the men's room.
Ha 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 ha.
And you've got a hoo-ha if you go into the ladies' room.
Show me a hoo-ha.
That's
so crazy.
Recently the NBA, we played yesterday. If you go to crabdiving.com yesterday, we played a clip of Brian Fisher, who's offset at the NBA for caving into the evil homosexual agenda by pulling the All-Star game from 2007 for next year out of North Carolina.
He said the NBA was putting the sign of the beast on North Carolina.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Right.
God. That's so funny.
Accepting the sign of the beast.
Oh, my God, you Christians with your fucking Harry Potter bullshit. Hilarious.
So, meanwhile, Pat McCrory, who's state is disgustingly battling in the courts to try to keep this heinous law legalizing discrimination, basically.
Yes.
There was a Trump rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Fuck you.
This is from... you want to hear a little bit of Trump from last night? Here's Trump.
Oh, hell yeah.
Here is Trump. Oh, this is a lie. Here's Trump lying about what's going on at the DNC convention.
Okay.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Uh-oh. few of them are yelling boo, but I'll bet there's a couple that are yelling Jew.
Oh, yeah,
in
yeah.
the Trump crowd.
You think there's some anti-Semitism?
No. I always knew she was highly overrated. I always knew.
This is
Good
this
God.
Is off the prompter, Trump. So this is
I
fun, Trump.
Knew.
I always knew she was highly overrated. I always knew. Not good. But she just got fired. They said, Debbie, you're fired. Get out, Debbie. Out.
Oh,
boom.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, look. Trump fired someone.
It's so dumb. I mean, it really is. He's such a moron. He just keeps repeating the same simple statement over again. Overrated. Overrated.
And then listen to anyone that spoke last night at the DNC.
They're overrated, Pat.
And this is their best guy. This
it really
is their
is.
This is the guy that they are pushing forward.
This is the face of your party, you fucking simpleton freaks. Where are your deep thinkers? Where are you, whatever that is? Whatever that is, where are your true conservatives?
They're staying home.
I don't understand
they're
who
done.
That is.
They're done. They're staying home.
Boy. They were. How about that for disloyalty, though, in terms of Hillary Clinton? In all fairness, because
in all fairness,
God,
he's doing the okay. By the way, this
he
time
sounds like.
In all fairness,
he sounds like he's from The Sopranos.
In terms of Hillary Clinton, in all fairness, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been so much for Hillary Clinton, and as far this is why these politicians fucks. Other than Mike Pence, of course, he's great. But these politicians, hey, look. So,
which is funny because he, you know, he shits all over the establishment. Mike Pence has been around for like 30 years. He was a congressman. He was Mike Pence is the epitome of establishment.
Is Pence sucking off Trump during this or no?
I don't think Pence is at this one.
Mike Pence, of course, he's great. He's but these politicians, hey, look. So, there's no loyalty there, right? There's no loyalty. None whatsoever. It gets a little heat, and they fire her. Get out of here, Fist. She knew what was going on. Hillary Clinton knew what was going on. She knew everything that was going on. She knew it's a rigged system, that Bernie Sanders never had a chance.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know how he knows this.
It doesn't matter. All those people...
But that's not true.
They're eating it all up.
If you do the maths, there would have to have been, even if you there the disputed votes that got lost and weren't counted here in California, whatever's going on that, add them in, triple them, and add them in. She still wins.
Ooh.
She still wins. So there might have been shenanigans.
Yes.
I don't think there was voter fraud.
Is he lying?
There may have been a thumb on the scale.
Okay.
I don't think. If the thumb was taken off the scale, the outcome would be any different, is what I'm saying.
Does Trump get a Pinocchio for this speech?
Oh, God, yeah, there's none left.
He's
just,
all up.
Yeah.
She knew it's a rigged system, that Bernie Sanders never had a chance, okay? He never had a chance. And if you look at it, look what's going on. They're having a lot of people marching. Now, a lot of those people are going to vote for us, I'll tell you right now.
A lot of people that are marching are going to vote for us.
I'll tell you right now.
Survey says.
Go fuck yourself, Pat.
That's one tiny bit. I mean, sitting out is bad. Voting Jill Stein is bad depending on your, you know, sitting out or voting Jill Stein is bad depending on your state. But voting Trump is inexplicable and inexcusable if you're a Bernie fan.
I mean,
and don't they? It's just not going to happen.
Don't they say the state when the president gives a State of the Union? Doesn't he say the State of the Union is strong?
Right.
Well, you know what? If Trump's president,
Bigly.
The State of the Union is on fire. We're burning. We're literally burning.
Oh, can you imagine him giving a
no.
State of the Union address, waving
but
those
no.
little tiny orange hands around?
He might just not cool. do it. He
fucking
might just
Paul
not
Ryan's
do it.
Behind him. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan sitting behind him.
When does he get tired?
Blech.
I just think I don't think he's into
Mike
it.
Pence?
I don't think he's into being president. It's 4 years. Oh, when does he get bored of it?
Well, he'll push it off to other people. He's going to go around and shake hands and go to all the We Love Trump rallies.
He's going to go all the dinners. He's going to love it.
People marching. Now, a lot of those people are going to vote for us. I'll tell you right now. A lot of them.
Oh, that's the end of that clip. Yeah, that's... just not going to happen.
So, like, when there's President Trump, and then they have the press correspondents dinner where, you know, the president kind of gets roasted, people make fun of him. How is that going to go? Is he going to allow that? I don't think so.
Yeah, I would doubt that. They managed to find some African American surrogates for Donald Trump.
What
at this?
What did you say?
Rally? Well, remember those two women with that YouTube channel that they trot out at every possibility? It's two African-American women that have been Trump supporters from the beginning.
Good Christ.
They go to the rallies. He points to them and says, look, there's my African-American.
Here's my black friends. Jesus.
And he brought out that lunatic televangelist.
Boo. Oh, is that... who the fuck is that? Is that... I can't remember him.
I've got his picture here. I can't see his name, though, yet. But... it was a nut fest.
Oh, yeah.
They had state senators.
Nut fest.
One guy, Richard Burr is his name, who said, criticized Trump's comments last month about that judge.
Yes.
Now, he said it fits the definition of racism, he said. Now at this rally last night, the country needs a Trump administration.
Oh, my God. I mean, if we want to totally burn this bitch to the ground, yeah, I guess we need that.
Meanwhile...
What is our fucking problem?
Representative Mark Meadows, who is a national representative. This isn't state representative. This is... the national representative, God, was that Richard Burr guy an actual senator? Holy fuck, he's an actual real senator.
Oh, geez.
He's not a state senator. Richard Burr is the senator, one of the Republican senators from North Carolina. He last month criticized Trump and now is saying we need a Trump administration.
Oh, yeah.
So it's worse. It's not just local state nut jobs. This is Mark Meadows, Congressman, United States of America, prompted the crowd to start chanting, lock her up.
Oh, my God.
Lock her up. Lock her up.
How fucking stupid. What about lock him up for raping that child?
The reason we want to fling big handfuls of shit at Pat McCrory was Pat McCrory spoke to the crowd, and he decided to have a little fun.
Oh, okay.
Make a little comment.
Oh, jeez. There's nothing better than conservatives trying to be funny.
Quote,
it's gross.
All right, let's be safe now. We've got a big crowd, so if you need to leave suddenly, we've got exits this way, exits that way, and exits this way, pointing front, left, and right.
Okay.
And if any of you need to use the restrooms.
Oh, my God.
And he paused as the crowd full of angry white assholes laughed. Oh, and those three black people. And laughed and cheered. He waited for the applause to die down. And then he said, if you have any questions, go to the Philadelphia convention where all the Democrats are.
Okay.
He means if you have any questions about which bathroom you should
use. Oh, I see.
Go ask the Democrats because they don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They don't give a fuck, stupid.
So he's fucking joking about it.
Hilarious. This guy's so fucking funny. Does he have a tight five?
Laughing and joking about being able to keep transgender people out of the fucking bathroom they want to use.
Why don't you get on Last Comic Standing and go fuck yourself?
Yuck it up. Pat McCrory of North Carolina.
God, what a dick.
Spectacular asshole.
Has he ever done anything good? Does he help? Does he ever help North Carolina or no? He just fucks everything up.
I think he's fucked everything up.
He's congratulations.
Somehow, I'm sure there's no connection, but there was a remarkable amount of leniency on that evil, polluting Duke Energy.
Yes.
When they've been shown to have had neglect and or basically criminal negligence, been fined, poisoned rivers and shit, poisoned land and shit. Somehow they've had certain judgments reduced in things and charges dropped. And
wow.
But it's only coincidence that Pat McCrory used to be the CEO of Duke Energy.
Right, right.
That's just a coincidence. Has nothing to do with it.
I'm not supposed to think about that.
There's no collusion whatsoever.
We aren't supposed to consider that.
Nothing to see here.
Do they think we're stupid?
By the way, the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia holding the event for the DNC.
Oh, the Wells Fargo Center. A big fucking bank.
Proudly tweeted a big sign that said, all gender bathroom.
Hey, there you go.
So there you go.
Who cares where everyone's pissing? Fuck off, honestly.
A guy named Dominic Holden tweeted, this bathroom at the DNC is being used by men and women. It's busy in there. No one seems fazed.
Nobody gives a shit. Okay. Literally.
Those Democrats are peeing on each other in the bathroom.
Oh, that's surely what's going on. That Democrats love that, by the way. Chuck Schumer's got his big meaty
time water sports
out.
Fans.
Yeah, he's spraying down. Now I'm trying to think of another Democrat. He's spraying down. Give me the name of another Democrat. He's spraying down Al Franken. They love it.
We've got a. God, well, this we don't. This is funny, but there's we don't advocate for anything like this. But
is Joe Biden into water sports?
Did you see that Geraldo Rivera got water dumped on him?
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
He was outside interviewing protesters at the DNC, and
is that guy still with Fox News?
Yes.
Oh God.
He on rare occasions is the voice of reason. Very rare. Usually it's like with Hispanic issues or things like that. But then he'll go right wing nut job.
Sure.
Occasionally too.
Fuck it.
We don't advocate, but there's a pretty funny video of him getting water dumped on him.
Why doesn't he go back to protesters? His stupid fucking television show where he had wackos on there and then they would just get in big like fucking fist fights. You remember that?
Sure. Throwing chairs at each other and shit. And
that's better.
Now he's trying to be a respectable journalist.
At Fox?
Well, again, jeez. I said try. Try is the key phrase there.
Why don't you go dig up Al Capone's fucking vault again, okay?
Hopefully, I don't know when Jolton Joe is going to be speaking.
Ooh.
But Joe,
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward also. Joe Biden.
I love Biden.
A little sad he couldn't run.
Very sad.
Just, I think, don't you think everybody would be a lot more comfortable with him running than Hillary? Not that we hate Hillary.
I don't know.
Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though he's been around for a long time, he doesn't nearly have the baggage.
That plagiarism.
That she does. That would be it. What else? And he gaffes. He says shit without thinking on occasion.
He never got in a fight or anything at the in the Senate lunchroom.
I don't know. I'm sure
he never
did some right wing nut job media trolling. We could find out all kinds of.
Isn't it true? He challenged
alleged horrible shit about him.
Lindsey Graham to a duel on Pennsylvania Avenue.
The
sword fight.
There's also a video out there.
Yes.
Of there. This is out of Michigan. And
wait, can you drink the water there yet or no? Is it still fucked up in Flint?
Flushing, interestingly named. Ooh. Flushing, Michigan.
Oh yes.
Local news there reports that a neighbor of his, this guy named TJ Tarrant,
fuck you,
performed some, I don't think this is legal, and we don't advocate this.
What did he perform?
But this was filmed, I think, on cell phone.
Okay.
And you can find the video of it, or at least a picture of it. But Mr. Tarrant went over to his neighbor's yard, and there was a big, giant wooden sign, hand-painted. And Mr. Tarrant took a chainsaw to it.
Okay. God.
The neighbor says he may press charges against Tarrant for trespassing. The sign said, make the township white again.
Oh, God.
The neighbor says that he put up the sign because black people are allegedly stealing. Well, black people are stealing all my Trump signs. Black people are stealing all my Trump signs.
They love Trump signs.
So, he's in a white neighborhood.
What does he think?
So, yeah. What does he think that the black people are sneaking into the neighborhood and stealing?
They're dropping in via parachutes.
They interviewed WWMT out. Well, this is WWMT out of Flushing, Michigan. They don't talk like that.
Oh, yeah. No need to make fun of Southerners.
They interviewed other neighbors around Mr. Fuckwad, who was unnamed.
Hello, Mr. Fuckwad.
Racist Fuckwad, who hand painted a giant sign that said, make the township white again. After Mr. Tarrant chainsawed it, they talked to some of the rest of the neighbors.
How fucking stupid.
The rest of the neighbors are glad to have it gone.
Right.
Seriously.
I mean, it's embarrassing.
Do you want the guy two doors down to have a big giant sign up that says make the neighborhood white or make the township white again?
No, because you know what? No!
But what does this tell you? This, again, tells you you've got David fucking Duke who says, oh, look what's happening right now. I'm going to run for Senate. You've got Kleagles. And wizards and gizzards.
Kegels.
And lions and tigers and white bears, oh my, under hoods, who are saying things like, well, he says everything that speaks to us.
Don't you see, you fucking Trumpalos, that the guy you're supporting, it's drawing out all these white supremacists out of the woodwork. They're coming out from under their robes and out of the woods where they're hiding and burning shit. They're being mainstreamed by this guy.
They're putting up signs. They're emboldened enough to put up a sign in a neighborhood that says, make the township white again.
Because, like, the idea...
In Michigan!
Yeah! The fucking president, he's the ultimate role model to me, the example, right? Because we all vote for him. He's supposed to sort of reflect who the fucking country is. You guys are supporting a fucking white supremacist.
Right?
That's nuts!
Right?
It sets a... would you say it sets a bad example?
I believe it does.
God...
I think I've got a little bit of Joe Biden, being interviewed about the Bernie Bros.
Voters have a right to have an outburst. They're going to be fine. Look, they worked hard. We had to show a little class and let them be frustrated for a while. It's okay.
Let us show a little class and let them be frustrated for a while. It's okay.
Wow. That's.
And this is they're talking about kind of how smart the Dems are being with this, because it's the identical situation that they faced on the other side with the Ted Cruz, the Never Trumpers,
right,
and everything. But here's the different way that they handle things, and this should give us pause. The Democrats were for finding a release valve to release the pressure. Let them be frustrated. They should be frustrated. They worked really, really hard. Their guy didn't make it.
What are you saying that...
Let them yell, let them protest, but they'll come around.
Are you saying that the Democrats aren't seeking out conflict, but maybe the GOP, maybe Trump sort of is?
Well, quashing dissent is more of where I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see what you're saying.
Because
yes.
The Trump campaign and the Trump convention...
They're quashers.
...did... Instantly, instead of saying, let's work with the Never Trumpers, let's bring the Never Trumpers in. How do we get the Never Trumpers into the platform? they said they wait every step of the way. They instantly and summarily executed the Never Trumpers. Remember Manafort gleefully running to the television to be on tele to tell everyone, brag about how they had that first vote that would have then triggered another vote, which would have triggered another vote, something about releasing all the delegates from having to be bound to Trump the first time around. When that went down in the first vote, Manafort was all over the airwaves, gleefully stomping on the dead body of the Never Trump movement. They were proudly proclaiming, it's dead. We've killed it. That's gone. I mean, that's the kind of rhetoric they were using. You know, we've quashed this silly little movement of minor people when it wasn't.
Right.
When it was actually a pretty decent percentage of their delegates who... apparently have less of a spine than the Bernie people do on our side, who are, well, first of all, they're being handled differently. They're being allowed. They're not being squashed. The DNC could be voting all kinds of procedural things.
It's the opposite.
Shut them the fuck out. They could have said, you don't get any seats on the platform table. I don't get that. There's no rule that says that because Bernie got 40 something percent of the vote that they have to give him a seat, anything. It's a winner-take-all deal.
They got shit in the platform.
Right. A lot of shit. A lot of shit.
I mean, and, is it at the point?
And their complaints about the system, they went after the system, and they gutted the superdelegate numbers.
Super.
And things like that. So it's incremental, you know, and we're beating a dead horse here, but goddamn, okay, Bernie people, you didn't get 100% of what you want. You got a lot. You got a lot. And that's,
Trump is 0%
and that's
of what
amazing.
You want.
That's amazing. So take a look at how the Trump campaign regime, how they treated their dissenters that are allegedly on the same side. And let's take a look at how the DNC is treating their dissenters. I don't understand these Trump people or these Bernie people. Oops.
Well, I mean, they're being ridiculous.
Who are screaming... One of them they interviewed last night. Oh, the poor thing. I mean, bless her heart. Let's use a Southern term. Bless her heart. But she just seemed dumb as fuck.
Fuck you.
And she said, I'm not voting for Hillary. We have no voice here. What? What? Look at the platform. Listen to Ben Jealous up there. One of the hardest core Bernie people. Listen to Sarah fucking Silverman.
Your guy is speaking.
Yeah. Look at what the concessions have been. Did you get, so this is what is telling me that she's pissed they didn't get 100%. And that's dumb. That's naive.
Right.
It's dumb. And I think they'll come around. I think as long as we do what Joe Biden is saying, let them yell, let them scream, and then tell them, look, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. We understand you're frustrated, but it's incremental. And we're in baby steps with the way this big giant iceberg of our government works.
You know, Pat, I was hanging out with a comedian yesterday, and he brought up a very disturbing point that in America, you know, there's that whole thing with people sort of people that have a fetish about the apocalypse or the end of the world.
Yeah.
They're kind of curious. Hardcore,
they want it.
Like some people are like, well, let's elect Trump and just see what'll happen. Maybe we'll have to go down to my emergency bunker. I don't like that. Who wants that? Quit with the doomsday prepper and all that bullshit. Quit fucking around.
That's Tea Party.
Nobody wants that.
That's Tea Party thinking. Even if you're a...
They want to live in the walking fucking
liberal.
Dead.
Yeah, it's Tea Party thinking. It's my way or the highway is everything we have been bitching about. That thought process is everything we've been bitching about. The fucking Louis Gohmert's and Steve King's and Freedom Caucus. And the fucking Ted Cruz in the Senate and Mike Lee, the assholes who say it's our way or the highway from even a minority position.
Right.
It's our way or the highway. Are we going to shut everything down?
I mean, what do you think? Okay, say Hillary wins. The Dems, they've adopted the Bernie platform. 10 years from now, how does our country change with free tuition?
Right.
I think we're... The possibilities are great, right? If we can just elect a Democrat to be president.
Well, then we'll start.
It's not so
hopefully
fucking bleak.
We can chip away at this. It'd be nice if we could get the House and the Senate. The constitutional amendment's going to be tough, but there's a couple different ways that they're already, there's been a lot of grassroots movements like that Wolf Pack, which already has.
We got to outlaw religion.
A number of states. I want to say like 15 to 20 states. I might be wrong. I'll look that up for the next show. But that Wolf Pack has 15 or 20 states that have already passed legislation saying we would like to go to a limited constitutional convention to get rid of Citizens United.
Yeah.
But that's where you get a little creepy is that, you know, with all these Republicans scurrying around, you start tinkering with the Constitution.
Oh, great.
We're getting a little creeped out. I'd rather go the legislative way, but also, again, we got to wait 40 years until the gerrymandering goes away, until all that happens. So I don't know. I'm not an expert enough on that whole limited constitutional convention. Maybe they think they can just narrow it to specific issues. Maybe that's what they mean by limited.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but
it's so weird. Why don't we just let everybody that runs California be in charge of the country? I mean, it's going great here, right?
Surplus. Everything's going great here.
Why hasn't Jerry Brown,
except for the droughty kind of thing?
Has Jerry Brown never thought about running for president? I mean, I know he's up there in age and shit.
He has run for president.
Oh, really?
Before, yeah. He's run primaries before.
No, I didn't know.
And he, big debates with Bill Clinton, like nasty debates with Bill Clinton, remember?
I don't.
Yeah, he was the Ralph Nader of 90, whenever Bill Clinton first got elected.
Oh, shit.
88, 92, 88.
I wasn't born yet, so I don't know.
Lion sack of shit.
Wrong! Bullshit!
Survey says.
You're fired! You're overrated! Overrated!
We gotta get going, ladies and gentlemen. We'd love to keep going because there's so much to fucking talk about, but we'll be back tomorrow. Let's see what happens tonight with the Democratic National Convention. We'll be back talking about that. All kinds more bullshit from the right.
Oh, yeah.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the crabs, etc., etc. Don't forget, you can buy stuff through our Amazon hole. Helps us out. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget, you can also... well, that's about it.
Yes.
As far as helping us out monetarily.
Do whatever you want.
Send us money. Yeah. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, or his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, and his Instagram.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, or his Instagram, oh so freaking Vile.
See,
wait, I fucked that
up. That's not, my Instagram is Vile Experience.
Vile Experience.
And it's Vile. Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, at Crab Diving.